What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge powered by Sportsline. I'm your host, Alan Bell, and we are going to have a fantastic show for you this Saturday. Get you all set up for college football, Major League Baseball, the NFL. It's going to be awesome, awesome sports weekend. October really is the best month in sports. But you know what? No one tuned in to see my ugly mug here. Let's bring in the stars of the show. Get our guys going here. Boys, looking sharp. Jay Smooth, how we doing, my man?
Good morning, Alan. It is like you said, October is a great month. We got the NBA starting this week. We got playoff baseball coming. We got some good games today on the baseball slate for sure.
Yeah, we definitely do. Now, Micah, we talked about it last week. Me and Jay Smooth, your backyard is the perfect area for sports betting, and it looks sharp again today. How we doing, man?
We're doing great. And like Justin said, this is the ultimate time of year. All these sports just merging together for this beautiful goodness of fun and excitement and opportunities. When I woke up this morning, I felt this day smells like a winner. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to my boys. I'm going to get some more plays, and I'm going to go down and I'm going to double up on a couple plays. I'm not going to tell anybody that, but I am. I have a few plays that I like today, and I'm going to share one with you.
I love it. I love it. M squared, looking sharp, buddy. How you doing? How's Chief doing?
Chief is good over here on the floor. You might hear him today. The AirPods aren't connecting for some reason, so we'll see what happens with that. But everything's good. As the guy said, the best time of the year. Little crisp air here in Nashville this morning. I know you feel it. You probably had to put an extra Patagonia jacket on with this cold weather in the 50s today. But yeah, we're feeling good. Let's do it.
Yeah, it does. It feels like football weather. Like this feels like the first like college football Saturday of the year. All right, let's pull up the recap from yesterday. And pretty good day. Marshall came through for us. Syracuse, nice job. Micah, San Diego State, that was a wild game. That was just, insane. I think in the second quarter, it was, 6-3 at one point. Yeah. It was nuts. Our site plays. Astros came through. Syracuse came through. We didn't hit the Jewelers Gym, but you know what? We're going to come back firing today. Here's the problem, fellas. All right? You see the recap right here. All right? We went 2-0 in our site plays. We're going to give away a sub. The problem is that nobody hit the parlay. No one in the chat hit their parlay. But you know what? It's Saturday. All right, for good karma reasons, for good betting reasons, we can't not give away a free sub. So here's what we're going to do. Everyone hit like, you know how to do it, hit subscribe. But in the chat, all right, when I shaved last week, everyone said I looked like a Chick-fil-A assistant manager. So here's what we're going to do. Put your Twitter handle in the chat, and you have to pick what our man Jay Smooth gets to drink at Chick-fil-A. Literally, all you have to write, Sprite, sweet tea, Coke, water. Just put one of those options, your Twitter handle, and we're going to pick one winner before we get to the end.
Chick-fil-A sauce sometimes, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. He seems like a water with no ice guy. He seems like he's going to request the no ice to ask.
That's me. No. I'm like obsessed with ice.
All right.
I'm obsessed with ice. The cup I use is like meant to keep things cold. Ice can stay in that cup for like 24 hours. I'm obsessed with ice. So definitely going to have some ice in there.
I love it. All right. Yeah. So we'll choose a winner from that by the end of the show. Okay. Storylines that are affecting the betting lines today in week 7 across the college football slate. Micah, come to you as we do every Saturday. Money moves. What are you seeing out there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the first moves on Sunday when Circus Sports put their lines out 11 a.m. Pacific time. First numbers in the world. Bettors come out. Slow limits, but the line movement is fast and furious. And it starts with Pittsburgh going from pick to 5 at Virginia Tech. You got Pickett now in the Heisman contention as far as odds, 20-1 over at Caesars. Cincinnati 16-21 against Central Florida. Toledo 1-6 at Central Michigan. Troy 4-7.5 at Texas State. San Antonio 15-18.5 against Rice. Utah +2 to pick against ASU. Big Pac-12 matchup there. Colorado State -7 to 10.5 at New Mexico. And another battle, Washington +1 to -1.5 against UCLA. Those are your moves.
Sorry, I almost pulled the Jay Smooth on the Jay Smooth of the mute button. And you know what? I do have to say this. And Coach, I'm sure he'll send me a text about this. He calls it the Jay Smooth. You know who's the only one who kind of hasn't done it lately besides M Squared and Micah? Yep. It's Jay Smooth. Huh. I think I've done it like 5 times now. So I just had to give you some credit, my man. You know?
I feel like it's happened like at least once in the last week. But yeah, and no, I heard apparently there was some talk about me on the prop show yesterday, so I'm gonna have to go check that out.
Hey, you know what? No publicity is bad publicity. So just put that out there. All right, we're gonna get into the picks here. Our site play today. First, we're gonna go. It's Ole Miss -2.5 against Tennessee, and it's courtesy of our man Emory Hunt. And essentially, his playing is this: you're going to see an offensive game, right? But both teams can score. But he expects that to be curtailed just a bit because both defenses do go against those offenses. So it's not like something that they haven't seen before. He's saying take the team and the quarterback that you trust more in terms of their offensive explosion ability. Take Ole Miss -2.5. All right, Jay Smooth, we're going to come right back to you. You got two plays for us on the board. What you got, buddy?
Yeah, so I'm going to take two totals in baseball today. I'm going to take the Astros and the Red Sox to, again, go over 8.5. You can get this around -115, -120 this morning. I do think it might creep up to 9, so you probably want to move pretty quickly on this. You know, Nate Eovaldi has been great, but I just feel like this game is going to end up very similar to yesterday. Boston's going to take a pretty early lead. We're going to see the Astros catch up once they can get Eovaldi out of the game in like the 5th or the 6th inning. And this one's going to come in right around that 4-4, 5-4 total where we maybe get that 9th run promised. So I really do think this one's going to get over 8.5 again. These teams are just hitting so well. It feels like it's going to be the right side to be on it. I also don't mind team totals on either of those. And then I'm going to go to the second game today. We have the Dodgers and the Braves tipping off. I don't know if that's the right word for baseball, but starting their series today, I'm going to take the first 5 under 4.5. It was a little bit more widely available last night when I was doing my research, but you can still get this line at Barstool Sportsbook -125. I don't really want that 4 line. I want to be able to win if there's 4 runs scored in the first 5 innings. Max Fried, Max Scherzer, both have been substantially like efficient. And Fried, when he played the Dodgers last year, led up 3 runs and 1 run in the NLCS. So I expect this one to be low scoring, but let's stay in the first 5 innings.
I like it. I like it. Now, Micah, we're going to come to you. You got some plays for us, including two plays for baseball today as well.
Yeah, I'll start out with Iowa. I like them laying 11 here, and this is one of those spots. It's a danger spot, actually, for Iowa, coming off a huge win. Top 5 teams beat Penn State, close game. Take a deep breath. It's only Purdue this week, but Purdue has covered the last 4 games in this matchup, and one of those ones was coming off a huge win over Ohio State. 2017, the next game, Purdue sent it to them. So they have that to worry about here, the letdown. They've got Wisconsin. But after that, it's cruising all the way to the Big 12 title games or Big 10 title games. So I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be very conservative, as always. The running game has been horrible. The passing game has been horrible. But somehow they keep winning. They are 7-1 against the spread their last 8 games. And I made the game actually 14.5, 15 here. So I just, based on my number alone, it's a must play for me with Iowa here. And it's just one of those things. Iowa just makes things happen. The defense, so strong, number 7 in the nation, but number 1 in the nation in turnover margin. And that's what they do. They sit there, they wait, they don't turn the ball over. They wait for the other team to make mistake. Plus 15 in turnover margin, number 1 in the nation. That is what I'm going with. That is what I'm going with the defense, because Purdue will make mistakes with the passing game and a little bit with the running game as well. So that's one. On the other side, listening to Justin as well, I like the under in the Dodger game. I like the Dodgers as well. And this is a crazy spot here. We saw Max Scherzer against Max Fried September 1st, Dodger Stadium. That game was Scherzer -205. So that tells you how much Max Fried has really gotten on his game. In fact, the Braves have won 6 straight behind him. And the last 4 have been incredible. No runs allowed in 3 of them, 1 run allowed in 1 of them. He's on his game right now. So that's why we see Max Scherzer. When you look at $1.25 or $1.30, you're like, what is going on here? It's Max Fried. So that's where the under comes in. The Dodgers, I'm going to just go with Scherzer. I mean, I saw him game 5, pumped up, fire. He's going to give 5-6 strong innings here, I think. And the bullpen, the best bullpen in baseball, is going to take over and shut him down, get the win for the Dodgers. So it's going to be something like, I look at the last series they played, and this is when the Braves were really playing well, hitting on all cylinders, coming in. And then they went to L.A., and it was 3-2, 4-3, and 5-3. Like, bam, 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 pitching just dominates them. And so this is one of those spots. I like the Dodgers to win the series as well. So all around, this is Dodgers under series everything.
Yeah, you're all over the Dodgers. Now, what I hope is that there's not a check swing to end that game because, yeah, I had to do a Twitter press conference yesterday morning apologizing for that.
I saw that. I wanted no part of that. That was
I wish I wouldn't have had any part of it either. But, I had, when you're wrong, and you got to come out and admit it and move on. But it's going to be a great series. Seeing the Red Sox and Astros game last night, that was fantastic. And you're right. I think Dodgers and Braves is going to be really good, too. Now, M Squared, usually you go first. But you know what? We're going to put you in the Larry spot because you are an OG of this show, a creator of this show. So we're going to let you go last. Bring that up. What you got, buddy?
All right, we're going to college football. We got two first quarter plays here today, and we're going to start with one of the trendiest games of the day, Texas at home against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is a pretty trendy underdog pick this week in college football. However, the simulations are going to make Texas the better team, especially on their home field early start time. I'm giving a lot of credit and respect to Oklahoma State and not following the simulation completely here and betting the full game. I like them in the first quarter. This Texas offense will come out with a scripted plan on their home field. Oklahoma State is a team that's going to just simply hang around. That's the way Texas plays. Unfortunately, they let teams hang around and it came back to bite them last week. However, I like them in the first quarter here, minus half a point at minus 105. I look at a few different things, but one thing that I really look at in college football is I look at the number or the percentage of yards that a team gains on a drive versus how many yards were potentially there to gain based on where the ball is on the field. So ball at the 20-yard line, how many yards are they gaining out of the full yards left to the end zone? Texas is a top 15 team in college football in that statistic, gaining over 60% of the yards. This Oklahoma State offense ranks 83rd in that metric at 43%. They struggle to move the ball. I don't trust Sanders here. I love Xavier Worthy, Bijan Robinson, Casey Thompson. I think they're good enough to jump out to their normal early lead. And then that's where the problems come in for Texas. So take them to win the first quarter, minus half a point at minus 105. And then my second play, same thought process here, going to Alabama, minus 5.5 on the road in the first quarter against Mississippi State. Alabama is the third best team in college football in that metric. They're coming off that loss, obviously, here. They're going to be motivated. They're going to be hungry. I think they're obviously the better team, but I like the way that they're going to come out. They're going to be disciplined early in this game. Look for them to be up by 7 at the end of the first quarter. I think this Mississippi State offense will move the ball, but I think they will struggle to convert those into 7 points each time. So take Alabama minus 5.5 in the first quarter.
Yeah, everything that I've read coming out of Alabama's practices this week, they're a little motivated. They're a little focused. I like that play a lot. Now, before we get to the recap here, Jay Smooth, hit him with the drink that you get.
I just get a Coca-Cola, Alan. I'm pretty basic.
And what's the ice factor?
Oh, normal ice, normal ice, which is a good amount at Chick-fil-A, might I say. They do a good job. And you know, a good old fountain soda Coca-Cola is just perfect.
I know. I a fountain it. Soda Coca-Cola, nice big cup of ice here. Look, our man Milton Adams nailed it right out of the gate, too. Coke,
we'll take it.
Ice, let it rip.
Give that man a sub.
Wow. Oh, yeah. So congratulations, Milton, courtesy of Jay Smooth. You have won a year-long subscription to Sportsline. I will hit you up after the show and get you all taken care of. Now, grab your paper, grab your pencils, set a recap. Let's do this. And as Coach would say, it looks glorious. M Squared's on Texas first quarter, minus half a point. Alabama first quarter, minus 5.5 points. Jay Smooth on the Red Sox. Astros over 8.5. Dodgers Braves first 5 under 4.5. Micah Roberts on Iowa minus 11. Dodgers money line. Dodgers Braves under 8. Side play Ole Miss minus 2.5. Now, the AB3 is hit two times in a row. We're going for the three-peat today. Alabama money line, Texas money line, Ole Miss money line pays out plus 203. If that hits 3 days in a row, you know that we're coming with some prizes tomorrow. So, gentlemen, that's all we have. No one wants to hear me try to, imitate Coach, because who could do that? Nobody on the planet could do it. But what we can do is this. For my guys here, for Justin, for Micah, for Mike, everybody, have a great day. Check out our college football week 7 show. I'll put a link to it at the end of this show. I think we have, Micah, 12, 13, 14 picks, something on there. You and the boys had some awesome, awesome picks there all across the board today in college football. Yeah. So I'll put that up on there. And everybody, you know what? Let's just have a good day. Let's hit some bets and let's take them straight to the pay window.
There you go.
So there we go. Everybody, have a good one. Take care.